This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes past 8. Good morning, Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Let's get into our conversation. Now, if you had listened to the news this morning, quite commendable activities of the Nigerian Police Force, especially in Rivers State in recent times. The Commissioner of Police trying to reel out most of the times now the successes recorded by the police, which many think it's great, carrying people along and following on the activities of the police. And in the course of that, he talked about how the police were helped, aided by members of the local vigilante group, OSPAC, that aided in some of their successes recorded. Now, if you'd also listened to the news the day before, as yesterday, we had on there a rights lawyer who also was talking about how the fact that we have right groups, I beg your pardon, vigilante groups now functioning in various local governments and communities, how this could be affecting how this could imply that we have a lot to do with our policing system in the country. Now, many have argued that we as much as we need the local vigilante groups, it is not something that we should look at on a permanent basis, but what more can we do? This is going to bring us to issues that has occurred in a certain community in Rivers State, in the outer axis of the state, to be precise, in Ubie. Reports came in there, and we had those reports on the news a while ago about how some hoodlums have been terrorizing members of one of those communities and asking that they pay certain monies before they are before they can access farms, etc., etc. Well, from the sources, reports were that monies running into hundreds of thousands of naira were paid to some of these boys so that members of those communities can do their daily business or go about their activities without being without any interference. Well, the police is yet to respond to this. Hopefully we'll get a response from the police before the day runs out, because I already had spoken with the police PR about it, and they're trying to really confirm the details. Those members of the community or sources say, well, they have reported to the police. But then whether or not certain steps have been taken is yet to be confirmed. We will definitely bring you that information as soon as we get it. But what's important is this. Many would look at these sort of situations and say it's the reason why we have the local vigilante groups, which brings me to my ultimate question for you, the listener, this morning. If you go on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH, you would see a post we have up there, and we need you to share your thoughts with us in your own local community. How are issues of security being handled by the traditional rulers? I also had gotten in touch with the traditional ruler for this particular community, and he'd said to me that he has no comments to make with regards to those reports. That was the most he said, which many would say sounds strange, but he says no comments to make about it whatsoever. And it brings us to begin to ask questions like, okay, so what would be the next step to take? And for many people, local vigilantes would be the next available option. So my guest on the show today, two gentlemen I will be speaking with. We're trying to establish contact with them at the moment. It proving to be difficult. One of them is a human rights lawyer But the other is Onula Patrick Odiereke, who will be a youth president. He's supposed to be a part of this conversation, and we'll still try to establish contact. At the moment, we're having difficulties with the service providers, and hence the reason why we've not been able to get them on the show, but we would. My source from the community had a lot to say, and this is, I just put out some of the conversations I had with him and some of the things he said. I wouldn't be stating his name for very obvious reasons. He's a native of Odiereke in Ubie, Aouda West local government area, and he said the community had paid 350,000 naira first payment and second payment of 150,000. Now, Oshobele community in Aouda West, he said last month were levied by these same hoodlums and they had paid 450,000 naira. And like I said, the traditional ruler in this community said there's no comments to make, which means these things were not verified by him. And the police is also yet to give an official statement with regards to this, but the information has been passed across to the police, who I'm sure we're going to get a response from the police before the day runs out, hopefully. Oshobele community in Aouda West, he said last month were levied by these same hoodlums and they had to pay 450,000 naira. He said currently they are being forced to pay 1,500 naira per head. Now, on the 8th of this month, in Iswa, JK2 village, and that is in the month of August this month. It says on the 8th of August this month, in Iswa, JK2 village, 10 women and children reportedly were kidnapped in their farms. And he said that the sum of 480,000 naira was paid to secure their release. Odio Lugboji community, he said, recently paid 400,000 naira to these same boys. So it was the details that was given and the communities and how all of these things happen. He said all manner of things have been happening in Aouda West local government area, and most of them now live in their sister local government, which is Aouda East, because of fear of the activities of these hoodlums. The local government chairman of these communities would also, the local government chairman for the council would also, I think I'd spoken about this once before when we had this on the news. It says all manner of things have been happening. And it brings us to the questions. As much as local security outfits are not encouraged, in your community, how do you ensure local security? What steps are being taken by the leaders to ensure local security? Because there are people who argue that we do not need vigilante groups. But then they seem to be what many people would go to in situations like this. So let us know in your community what is being done or how is insecurity tackled in your village, in your community. Arguably, we know already that we do not have enough manpower for police to properly police, adequately police every single part of this country. And if we're looking at the state, that would be the same situation. And it makes it difficult then to say, oh, would I have enough police officers to look at these communities and that community and these areas? But something of these happens, and it will be shocking to many people if the information you're hearing now is, oh, how is this happening and then nothing is being done? Well, like I said, the community, the lead, traditional leader for that community, when I got in touch with him, had said there's no response. Just to be sure, His Royal Majesty Eze Augustine Maxwell Okwokiri, JP, Eze Ubie. Yeah, he says he had no comments to make on this, so he didn't verify any of these. But then I'll get on Facebook and take some of your comments about this. We have quite a number of comments coming in already. The WhatsApp number is also open, 0809-030-6416. Whether this is one of such areas where something of this nature happens is something that we can only wonder about. Unless people in those communities come forward and express or explain or tell us what the situation is in their own community or village, then we can have that information. Otherwise, this is just one of the few persons who have come out to say this is what they are facing and this is what they see. We'll still try to establish contact, and as soon as we do, we'll hear from my guest. But in the meantime, the phone numbers are 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. 0007. You can also call 0817 923 0003, 0817 923 0003. Now, the major essence of this conversation is to see that adequate action is taken, proper investigation is done, and whoever needs to swing into action does so quickly as possible, so that we have sanity restored in those areas if things are already at this level, as said by my source in those communities. Hello, Nigeria Info. Your name, please, and where you're calling from, and then you get straight to your point.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I think I have a similar situation here in my own community in Port Harcourt.
All right, your name?
It's not as serious as that.
Okay, your name, if you want to say your name, would understand in this situation.
I wouldn't like to mention my name because of security reasons.
All right, so what community?
In my own community, the name of the community is Elibulu community.
Okay.
In Port Harcourt. We've been having a situation of community people going to the transformer, putting their hand in it, and spoiling the transformer. When the transformer gets spoiled, they tend to go around the compounds in the community to collect money. We pay money every now and every 6 months to fix the transformer. And another thing, whenever they catch thieves, when it's their brothers, they tend to sweep it under the carpet and release them. Or even someone like maybe outside people or something, they tend to take them to police station. So we keep passing, having this kind of problem every now and then.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you very much calling us from Elibulu. But I'll make this clear. We have a commercial coming up. The question emphatically said was how insecurity is managed in your community. Do you have local vigilante groups set up? What are the traditional leaders in your community and the youth doing to manage insecurity? That is the question. We'll go on this commercial, and when we come back, the conversation would continue. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. We're asking you to tell us how insecurity is tackled in your community locally by the local institutions, I mean the traditional leaders in your community. What structures are in place to tackle insecurity in your community? Our focus for the conversation today has been on recent reports and happenings that we got from Aoda West, Odiereke Ubie. That's the community, and I think I gave us a breakdown of what my source in that community had said about some of the issues there. I talked about how they had to pay a certain amount of money to some hoodlums in the community. Last month, he said, people from Oshobele community were even levied by these hoodlums, and they had to pay 450,000 and currently are being forced to pay 1,500 naira per head. He also talked about how the kidnap issue that happened sometime this month in the community, and people were kidnapped on their way to the farms and how they had to pay a certain amount of money. He also talked about how Odiolugboji community, I hope I pronounced that correctly, also paid 400,000 naira to these same individuals. I'll be speaking with the youth president, Unula Patrick is with us. He'll be joining us via telephone. Mr. Patrick, good morning. All right, welcome. Quickly, let's just get into it because we don't have a lot of time. We need you to tell us what exactly is happening. We are getting reports from Odiereke Ubie in Aoda West about how hoodlums are terrorizing communities, collecting monies from residents and indigenes. And several communities were mentioned where these sort of activities have been happening. Odiolugboji is one of them. I hope I got that correctly. Oshobele is another community that was also mentioned. Can you tell us whether or not you've heard reports of these sort of insecurity situations and what is being done about it?
Actually, in my place, I'm Patrick Roland Onola. I'm from Odiolugboji Ubie. Present now, I'm the youth president of the community. For the past some years, we have been suffering about this insecurity. But with the look of things now, the new DPO, I think, is trying. Like 4 days ago, the boys in my community, which means Tala Sunday Okigwe, is one of the terrorists that terrorized my community. And for the past 3 days now, we heard that they have already submitted his rifles. But actually, I'm not around because I fought with him when I was in my community. He attacked me, him and his boys. So ever since then, I was outside the community. Then, the first day that the DPO come to my place for advice to them, he ran, him and his boys. So after he ran away, he came back. I asked the community to borrow the sum of 4 million because his phone and his ATM was stolen by some boys after he ran out. To actually levy the community, but along the line, they start one and they asked the women to provide garri for him and some food items for him and his boys. Which the women did this twice to a lot of levy after them. He does. They comply, mostly the women, they try to comply in order to keep peace. But about some days ago, I heard that he has already submitted some of his rifle to the DPO. I don't know how to.
Is it true that many people are now scared to stay in those communities and people are leaving? Because my source from the community had told me that people now move from Aouda West and most people are going to live in communities in Aouda East because of fear of what's going on and how these hoodlums are continually terrorizing.
That is what happened in my community. As I'm talking to you, we have a primary school over there, we have secondary school over there. The last time before, let's say, some months ago, they went ahead and kidnapped some of the teachers and the students. So as I'm talking to you right now, a lot of residents, they have kept their children away out of the community because there's no school. And even the teachers, they are afraid of coming to that place to teach to that very boy that did all this. So I don't know. I heard that they have already repented. I don't know. Even myself, I saw victims of them, which that was on the date of 15th, 2022. I scored the first student of Uniport. The story is in the net there. Over. So I scored them to the river bank where they went for their soil test. I was there. He came with some of his boys. They shot me. So that is how I just ran away from the community. So my family, I took them away from there. Ever since then, it's over a year and now I've not gone to home.
So can you tell us whether these activities as much as just this month, because we got reports that even within 8th of August or thereabout this month, people are still being levied to pay certain amount of money to some hoodlums, and the traditional ruler, I tried reaching him but he didn't make any comments. He said he had no comments to make about the situation. How in the communities have there been any structure put in place by the traditional rulers, chiefs and elders? Is there been any structure on ground on how to tackle insecurity? Because we know that local vigilante groups in some areas.
As I'm talking to you right now, each and everybody, you don't need to blame them, the traditional rulers, because if they do any comment, definitely the boys will attack them. So that they're afraid of themselves. That's what I'm telling you. Myself, actually, I'm not afraid of anybody because I've already said it. So tomorrow, I don't know. These are the things that causes to holler over. So you don't need to blame them because everybody are running for their life. If not for the new DPO, ever since we have been suffering this insecurity, government have not paid any attention over it. So So I think it's only to blame them. That is why.
So no, local, no, you don't have your own local security outfit. We know that in El Nelga, OSPAC was there. We have MOVs in Emoha. We have SPAC in Eche. Don't you have any of such in Alda West? No local security outfit?
Actually, we have this local security. You know, in local security, there are some, let's say, in Hormok, where the OSPAC is. Even the oil companies and the individual, we support them. But in my place, it's not like that. When the late Eze was alive, he did, and he tried also. But around the line, nobody supported him. All the transgender, they ran to Port Harcourt, where they raised themselves. So I think this time around, since the man is not there, I don't think anybody is ready to sponsor in such this thing.
So the youths of the community, most people no longer living there, no activities.
I have an ICT in my community who's tried to defend the community. But as I'm talking to you, there's a lot of report over him. So I think my people are not ready to tackle this particular issue. As I'm talking to you now, those local boys who tried to secure the place. They're in the station now, as I'm talking to you. I don't know. Government does not even care about all these things.
Okay.
What they need is just... And you cannot fight this boy with ordinary knife and stick. You can't do it. I think the local guns in Omo, those are all parts. They need to operate with those local guns then. So in my place, if you do operate with those local guns, then before you know, there will be a lot of suspicion.
All right.
People also.
All right, quickly,
before we
let you go, the okay. police and the involvement of the police in this, for how long has this been on, and has, you talked of a new DPO, so did the old DPO know about this, was he aware, and how long has this been going on in those community, within that local government area, and also if you can tell us the local government chairman, what they have done about it, or are they not aware? Has any reports not been made to the police or yes. to the local government council?
I took myself to make an example. When this my problem arises, I wrote to the local government chairman. I also wrote to the agents, both the Ube and the Ekamini, both the clan, the youth president. That they should come and save my soul, that I'm facing insecurity in my place. There's a problem. My brother, I tell the truth, nobody intervened. Nobody even asked question about this until when I saw it that I've already first said it. As I'm talking to you now, I'm still under treatment and nobody cares to pay attention to me. But the government, nobody cares. They know. They all know. So I don't know. The situation like this, everybody will want for his their life on how you want to secure yourself. You know.
All right, Patrick. Thank you very much. We'll keep in touch with you for new development. Go ahead.
If in my community, both this my new chief who have elected, which name is Dr. Uwe. It's one of the major problems we have in my own village. He do mention it more than twice. On what to do. Let me know, Gufa.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Patrick. Thank you very much for your contribution.
So if government can do anything, even the local security, myself, I have already to secure my place very well to make sure that if you go to my community and you shed tears, look at how grass everywhere, grass just, in short, I don't know what to do. And no school is functioning there, but the private...
So how do people access health facilities? How do people access medical care? So people don't go to the hospital?
No, if you go to my place now, if you see the new health center, which this governor made built for us, the functioning health center, if you read that place, a lot of bush, you still bush, grass have already covered everywhere because nobody's ever ready to go and operate there. Who will go? When you go, people will harass you, keep your bag. No vehicle. And in the four full days, you will see that only, like, let me say, just two bikes, like five, three bikes. run to my community. Just like this. The people are suffering, no movement. In the morning, you see the women after the metal butter said me and Gary for their self, the boys will go after them and took away their kingdom.
All right, Patrick.
I don't know what to do. Go ahead. Maybe the YouTube
thank you.
They help us.
All right, thank you
now
very much.
They say that they have repented, things that I don't know if fully they have repented, because let's repent of a thing. They have been coming off on. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know when this repent will end.
Thank you, Patrick. We'll keep in touch. I know there's a lot to say, but time will not allow us. So we'll keep in touch with you and follow the development of this story. Thank you very much. We know that the police is we're expecting to hear more from the police, because I tried to get in touch with the police on this yesterday, and we hope to get new developments. In the meantime, we'll come back to the phone lines while we try to get in touch with the human rights lawyer, Paul Nwankwala, who had said local vigilantes, good, but there are certain things we should watch out for. We'll get in touch with him now, but let's go on to the phone lines and hear your thoughts too as well. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Hello, Nigeria Info, good morning to you. All right, let's get on to another caller. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, Efshani, good morning.
Yeah, welcome. Good morning to you.
My name is Muriel.
All right, Muriel, go ahead.
You see, Efshani, when I heard this thing, as I'm hearing this in this morning, it's as if I should shake you in the feeling. Look, Efshani, this thing you're hearing in the law that northern women or northern farmers, before they access their farms, they have to pay. And they have to pay this money to terrorists. As we're hearing today, our schools are picking up that matter. They started doing this in our own community right before our eyes. So with myself, we have some different forests in the north. That's why these terrorists can shoot themselves there. So do we have some different forests in the south here that we cannot access? These are souls that are living with us. So who are the terrorists of these dark souls? Who are they? Just like the community can they not be banished? And the community leader has the guts to say he has no comment. Don't they know that the governor in those their communities? Yet you put so much pressure and responsibility on the governor in the state that you cannot even take care of your local community. You say you have no comment. How dare you say you have no comment? Your sons and daughters, your wife and your husband, they are dying, they are running, they are living in fear, and you say you have no comment because you are living in comfort, because you have security officers securing you, you have no comment, you have nothing to say to your people. How dare you say that? And this HIV focus means we don't have the commissioner of police or somebody representing the police to be there to talk about it,
like,
because
I said,
we have to ask them, have you heard that the communities have come to you, have they made any complaints, and why are you keeping quiet? Why have you not sent your men in there? Why did you not leave people at the mercy of this? According to our source, we see that they live in our community. How dare you say you have no comment?
All right, thank you very much, Muriel.
We are calling on this program. The truth is the problem. In our community, there is no community that is packaged at least. But at least the traditional rulers should come up and stand and say, okay, this cannot be done. And the sons and daughters can hear and listen to you.
All right, Muriel. Thank you very much. We have to.
You can just calm down. Let somebody that has the people and the strength to take charge take over.
All right, Muriel, thank you. We have to move on to another caller now. Thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome.
This is Blessed from Malo.
Okay, Blessed. Go on.
My brother in the studio. The conversation I had throughout that way this morning, my brother, nothing that for me to share tears. In a community where people are paying ransom before you could be kidnapped, so they are paying ransom for hoodlums, and then we have state governors, we have state local government chairman. He did not cry to the state governor to tell him what is passing through his LGA. Many people, they are not at the school. We are hearing this in the northern part of the country. But now he has come to the south. My brother, we should look into this thing very well. Before another local government, we have made this kind of bad element or crop element that is disturbing people to access to their farm, and to they deny them for them to be residing in their residential area.
What are we talking about? With immediate alacrity, I'm appealing to the local government chairman of Dapo and Oda West to go to the state governor that this is what is passing through. Many people have feared their community because of hoodlum. No, 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 this is condemnable.
Thank you, Blessed. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning
to you.
I am so disappointed at everything that is happening that I would have went or what. The chief, according to him, that he has no statement to make, he has no comment to make. The local government chairman has never said anything up to now. Here's the problem. The problem is government knows how to fund this. I'm not even talking about the state government now, I'm talking about the local government, but they will not do. Do you know why that chief or the king, whatever, he doesn't have comment? Because he didn't wake up this morning to get him to know that they have killed his wife. They've killed his wife, or maybe they've kidnapped his own wife. Or the president's son has died one way or the other. If to say then kill his wife, he wake up. Now his wife then kill. I think by now, for them, they make comment. Maybe by now, they don't even employ whatever. Military or whatever to the community to say, you see, when the poor masses are dying and the government of the day is doing nothing about it, it's so alarming, it's so disappointing, it beats my heart that until somebody, they call it prominent, okay, so the masses of the country, nobody is prominent. It's only when the prominent person dies, the government will rise. It's very bad. If to say that the local government chairman, he can die. By now, the radio Nigeria Info will not rest. Every time you'll be hearing people making comments and everything. But it's fine. God will help us. God will help us. Look at what is happening. People are running. People are just running. No safety, nothing, nothing. People are dying every day. And the whole chief, a big king of the community, said he has no comments to make. May God judge him. No problem.
Okay,
no,
thank
why.
You.
You know
thank you very
Hello.
Much.
You
we have
why.
To move on to another caller. We can't take too much. I know there's a lot everybody wants to say. But we've not really answered one important question I asked, which is, at our communities at the local level, how do we tackle insecurity? What do you do in your community to tackle insecurity after seeing what's happening here at Nubia? Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hi, Mr. Andrew.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Madam Dr. Abukana.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I listen to the youth leader. It tells you that people are suffering in this same state where we are. I think what the people need now is help. So any way they can go about it for the people to have solution to this problem is what we should hear now. The council chairman should be able to now find out what is going on. Why are his people suffering like this in the hands of their children? Because these people are not strangers that are occupying that place. So that security agencies will do something. They need to be given some... I don't understand. It's something you cannot imagine. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Andrew, have a nice time. Madam Dr. Abukana, thank you.
Thank you, daughter, for your time. Like I said, I'd had a conversation with the police PRO. And she had assured me that it's been looked into. They're still trying to get some information. Perhaps investigations are already been ongoing. But then hopefully before the day runs out, we'll get that information. Like I said, it's something that it's unfolding. I will continue to follow and bring you reports on it. The idea of having this conversation is to see that actions are taken, steps are taken to get people, indigenous of those communities, back to their community and back to their livelihood, source of livelihood. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, FM, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade Ayembre.
Okay.
Yeah, FM, the best guess how this menace could be able to be caught is for the security agency to withdraw their personnel from all these political office holders. If they withdraw them, because these are people that say they are going to protect lives and property.
Mm.
Are they protecting the lives and property as we speak right now? And these people are going away with a very whooping sum of money concerning security votes. And it doesn't reflect. Look how people are dying. Look how people are running away etc. for security. And this is a country where we build some
will be removed from the presidency, from the government of the state, of the local government. Yes, nothing is coming out of it. I think the best bet for me is to withdraw all security. Let every Tom Cherry move the same way they are moving. Because they are giving them protection. They are not giving the masses the protection the masses needed.
Okay. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, the very distinguished Ifeomi Andrew. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Go ahead.
I am in the very distinguished temple, okay. By the question you ask, in my own community here in Umechim, in Eche local government, I don't think there is anything we are doing in combating the level of insecurity here. You know, we have some set of leaders, community leaders, who doesn't feel concerned about what their subjects are going through. They talk about the police, while they are giving your opening, you know, the massive state, they don't have the manpower. But I wonder if that is true. A situation where we have some police officers who will block construction of the road, you apply from Igruta to Chokocho, that is not more than 15 posts. Then you have 10 police officers, different second point, mountain road block, collecting money from, you know, drivers, and you say they don't have the manpower. But they have manpower to drive from their station to put up an illegal second point. You have us parts where we have some level of insecurity. Farmers cannot access their farmland, and they cannot even have the opportunity to, you know, harvest their farm produce they have put, you know, suffered to put together. I think this is ahead of so shameful that we'll find ourselves into this mess. I don't need to say much so that I won't hurt anybody.
All right, Temple. Thank you very much. A few messages on Facebook. Odu Hysent says, good morning. In my community, Ubima, it is vigilante that restore peace we enjoy today, but government and police profile them for better performance. They also need to be more equipped and supported. Thanks. Sammy John says, nothing like community security, even here in Rumekini. Bad boys are still stealing from tenants. This person says, good work. Okay. Another one here. Comment. I think this shows that our leaders, local government chairmen, traditional leaders, we need to understand that if you're in a position of power, if you occupy any office, it isn't for your benefit or those of your family members. There are lots of people that are looking up to you. They were happy when you got into that position because they felt that you would have their interest first. And we need to begin to do... I don't think what happened in this community for UBA started one day. Or just overnight became what it is. It could have been failure of many people at different levels, the selfishness or greed of many people at different levels, all of these things building up to what we have now. And if we still do not do something now, we pray it doesn't go beyond the boundaries of those communities to other areas. Ifeomi Andrew is my name.